Okay, maybe the most anticipated presentation of the day is just before happy hour, and that's on purpose, so you'll stay for the best part. But I would like to welcome to the stage our experts for the day, and I'm going to introduce them by name only since we've heard from all of them earlier today. But please welcome Jeff Chadwick, Jennifer Coulter, Sanford Dow, Marilyn Miller, John Ross, and I will now turn it over to Wesley Wright.
Okay, good afternoon. We're all back in our places, and we're going to go over the questions for most of the speakers that, or a lot of the speakers that presented today. We're going to start by going over the questions that we received in advance. Oh my gosh. Nick. Oh, that's
She's identifying us again. Yeah.
I'm saying, oh my gosh, no. If you have more questions, you can send them in. I guess you'll be sending them over there?
Yes.
Okay. So I will tell you in advance, I'm going to go through the questions that we received while we were waiting for them to come in. In other words, I'm going to take them first before I take any more that come in electronically or through the microphone. We have a lot of questions, so I suggest that you would try to keep the answers sort of brief. And if we have any time left, then we can do whatever to get some time off. Some of these questions, I'm not sure that they're really a part of, they're just questions associated with the overall general tenor of the conference. I'm not sure who this one would be for. Probably anybody up here can answer it. It's what are the best ways to avoid probate?
So if you put your finger on your nose, you don't have to answer it, right? Is that how?
unless I call you specifically, jump in there and you try to answer within a minute to 2 minutes at the most.
Best way to avoid probate,
best ways to avoid probate?
Okay, beneficiary designations would be my first option that I tell folks about. Transfer on death deeds or ladybird deeds for real estate. And if there's other something exotic that calls for a trust, that would be it. Survivor designations on vehicles, because you don't want to have a vehicle that causes you to do a $4,000 probate for a $1,500 beater car. And those kinds of things. But beneficiary designations in general.
Okay. Anybody else want to add to that?
Trusts can be really useful. Just be sure you're not putting
Let's try to pull the mics or lean forward. Pull the mics closer to you.
Trusts can be really helpful. Just be sure you're not putting a homestead into a trust during the life of the individual. If there's any possibility that they might need Medicaid benefits, do that by ladybird deed or transfer on death deed so they don't lose their Medicaid exemption. But trusts can be really helpful, and I like them. I like to name them as the beneficiaries for transfer on death deeds or ladybird deeds, so I don't end up with all of the kids being co-owners together with that one kid who definitely wants to live in the home and not let anybody else sell it and get their money out.
Okay, so here's a follow-up question along the same lines. Should you put your house in a trust to avoid probate? You can keep on. Go ahead.
Well, not during your lifetime, if there's any possibility of needing Medicaid. We do trusts that are qualifying trusts for property tax purposes, so you don't lose that homestead exemption for property tax purposes. But Texas is one of the states that treats a homestead in a revocable trust as a countable resource for Medicaid purposes. So by ladybird deed or transfer on death deed only, please.
Also, if you put the homestead into a trust, you need to make sure that there's that qualifying tax language in your trust that allows you to get the homestead, and then you will have to go to the county to convince the county to put the homestead exemption back on once they take it off because they see there's been a transfer.